Robust SEO drives business success amid rising competition and advanced search engines. In 2011 and 2012, Google rolled out two big updates called Panda and Penguin to make their search results more reliable. These updates shut down shady tactics like using the same content over and over or creating fake blogs to trick the system. These days, digital marketers can't just throw in tons of keywords wherever they want. They have to be smart about how they use anchor text. Tricks like stuffing title tags with keywords or spamming social media with links don't work anymore. The anchor model streamlines online marketing, guiding effective SEO campaigns. The anchor model provides a solid plan for boosting SEO campaigns. Audit. Start by thoroughly checking all aspects of your site and its SEO strategies. Next steps. Quickly fix any simple technical problems and plan out what else needs attention. Content. Figure out if your current content is doing its job and decide what more you need. Hyperlinks. Get rid of bad links and make sure you've got plenty of good ones. Create stuff people want to share. Ongoing tasks. Keep up with regular checkups and upkeep, like making new content and improving your site. Review. Keep an eye on how well your SEO is doing and find ways to make things better. Basic audits apply universally despite site variations. Simplifying checks enhances effectiveness. To kick off the audit, we start by getting to know the site inside out. We take a good browse, looking for any hiccups, how easy it is to use, and if it makes sense as we move around. Using tools like OnCrawl or Screaming Frog helps us spot issues we might miss just by clicking around. We organize our findings in an Excel crawl sheet to make it easier to work with Google Analytics. We check out the site structure, counting category pages, product pages, and blog posts. We also look at how many clicks it takes to get to a page. The fewer, the better for search engines. We make sure the site's web addresses make sense and aren't messy. We peek into the robots.txt file to see if it tells search engines where to go. And we double-check that Google Search Console is cool with the site's sitemap. E-commerce sites sometimes run into trouble with search engines because of filters and other stuff. We offer simple fixes like resetting filter links and using tags to steer search engines right. We pay attention to internal links and title tags because they're important for SEO. We make sure they're not too long and have the right keywords. And we confirm that each page's header is different but still echoes what's in the title tag. Identify audit issues. Resolve for traffic and revenue boost. Identify website issues like crawl errors, confusing canonical tags, and broken links. Fixing these boosts ranking. For e-commerce sites, getting an extended validation, EV, certificate helps. It makes Google trust your site more, boosting confidence for users. Google also cares about page speed, so tools like Lighthouse and Google Page Speed Insights help measure and improve it. Evaluate content performance to conduct a content cull. Weed out low-performing content to increase organic traffic. Having tons of content with many keyword variants doesn't drive traffic anymore. Deleting poor content can increase organic traffic. Google wants content to be relevant and on topic to rank. Don't forget to check how your site looks on mobile, since Google prioritizes mobile-friendly sites in rankings. Ensure Google Analytics is set up properly and review the insights and opportunities statistics for performance issues. Make sure you're using Google Search Console too. It's free and gives you important site data. Backlink review, competitor analysis, and keyword assessment are also key steps in the audit. Action next steps strategically yield instant benefits and set up future success. When you're diving into audits, you'll find a treasure trove of info that might leave you scratching your head on where to start fixing things up. But fear not. The key is to focus on the upgrades and changes that'll give you the biggest bang for your buck. Think about what will have the most positive impact, while also considering how much time and money it'll take. For example, you might want to tackle stuff like fixing crawl errors, sprucing up your internal and external links, making your site structure easier to navigate for both users and search engines, and jazzing up things like title tags, meta descriptions, and header tags. And don't forget about giving your product descriptions a makeover too. Now, let's talk about Google's Penguin 4.0. Back in 2016, Google rolled out this cool update that lets them sniff out spammy links in real time. It's like having a spam radar for your website. Webmasters initially thought this would make disavow files, which are like blacklists for spammy links, a thing of the past. But guess what? Smart SEO folks still find value in using disavow files now and then to keep their websites squeaky clean. So, while Penguin 4.0 might be doing a lot of the heavy lifting, having that disavow file in your back pocket can still come in handy when you need it. Evaluate content and determine additions, cuts, or creations to engage the target audience. In our competitor analysis, we're diving deep to see what works best for others so we can do it even better. We're checking out what content from our rivals gets the most shares and links using tools like BuzzSumo and RFs. We're also looking at what pops up on the first page of Google when people search and check out how our competitors use links in their content. Now armed with all this info, we're going to create content that's even more awesome. We're using what's called the skyscraper technique, which means finding top-notch older content, giving it a makeover, and sharing it with the same folks who linked to the original piece. When it comes to e-commerce, we know that the category pages are where it's at for bringing in the most visitors. So, we're paying extra close attention to how we link within our site, where we get our backlinks from, and making sure our content is spot on. But hey, we're not just after links and shares. We know content can do a lot more than that. It can help people know our brand, teach them stuff, or even nudge them closer to buying our stuff. So, we're trying out different types of content like interviews, product reviews, comparison posts, product research, survey results, and quizzes to get people interested. And if something isn't working, we're not afraid to tweak it until it does. And when it comes to our product pages, we're not sweating over every little detail. We're focusing on the big picture and making sure our pages stand out from the crowd by rewriting those boring old product descriptions. Create a concise link building plan to boost website traffic organically. Search engines like Google roam around the internet using links to find popular stuff and figure out which sites are important. With Google Penguin around, people doing SEO need to think more like marketers to stay in the game. Google doesn't like websites with shady links that try to trick their way up in rankings. But even if your content is great, it won't get noticed if you don't promote it right. Find out who's who in your field, bloggers, influencers, and websites, and see if they'd be into sharing your stuff. Look at who's linking to your competitors and ask them if they'd link to you too. You can offer to help fix any broken links they might have as a way in. While you might not have total control over the words people use to link to you, it's better to have a mix of different words rather than just one set. Big brands do this to keep things looking natural and avoid raising any red flags with Google. SEO requires continual creation, adjustment, and enhancement for ongoing success. Google considers a range of factors when deciding which websites to rank higher in search results, including user experience, site quality, click data, and relevance. All these elements fall under the umbrella of search engine optimization, SEO, which aims to increase website traffic and revenue. To continuously improve your website's performance, it's essential to focus on various tasks. Start by delving into keywords on a more detailed level, examining competition, variations, and related terms. Ensure your content covers all aspects of the topic and update or remove outdated material as needed. Optimize on page elements such as title tags to enhance visibility. Continuously test and refine internal linking structures for better navigation. Additionally, invest efforts in link building through marketing activities like contests, giveaways, and collaborations with influencers and journalists to enhance your site's authority and visibility in search results. Identify improvement areas and ongoing activities during the review stage. Regularly collecting data is crucial for businesses, like e-commerce sites. For instance, they need to keep an eye on transaction and revenue statistics. Google Analytics and Google Search Console are handy tools for this job. They give insights into categories, products, and revenue. You can also see conversion rates and analyze website traffic. Google Search Console dives deeper, providing keyword data and tracking performance trends. It monitors click-through rates, center, checks indexing status, and follows average rankings. SEO, paid strategies and list building and email marketing, craft strategy for e-commerce. Paid marketing works wonders through Google Ads, Google Shopping, Facebook Ads, Instagram Ads, and Amazon Ads. These ads pop up at the top of Google search results, and guess what? Half the folks out there can't even tell they're paid for. Google Ads are like a turbo boost for quick and big results. With Facebook boasting over 2.3 billion users and Instagram hitting the 1 billion mark in 2018, you're reaching a massive crowd without breaking the bank, especially compared to Google. When it comes to email, it's all about building up a crew of loyal subscribers. Once you've got them, personalize those messages based on what they like and do online. It's like having your own secret sauce for keeping them hooked and bringing in those sweet automatic bucks. Key points. 1. Understand Google updates like Panda and Penguin for effective SEO strategies. 2. Implement anchor model. Audit, next steps, content, hyperlinks, ongoing tasks, review. 3. Focus on site structure, mobile optimization, and backlink quality for SEO success. 4. Utilize competitor analysis to create engaging content and improve link building. 5. Employ paid strategies like Google Ads and Facebook Ads for quick results. 6. Build a loyal email subscriber base and personalize messages for increased engagement. 7. Regularly review and adjust SEO, content, and marketing strategies for ongoing success.